This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday. It's getting very close to Christmas. It is Friday, and do I have a gift for you today? Our dear friend, Corey Andrew, is with us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Corey. So we had a little bit of a crisis last week that Corey sent me the wrong audio track. So we record our own audio track, so then I merge them together.
Yeah.
And so I did the hello. Corey, are you there? And that's my little indication of where to match up the tracks. Mm. And so that matched up beautifully, and then nothing else did. Corey, you sent the wrong week.
I know. It was that kind of day. You know, Rob, listen, you know, I've been dealing with the end of the year stuff, right? We have so many shows to record, and I didn't even know what day it was, basically.
You have like four jobs. Oh, like, you were so busy doing so many different things. And I just had to giggle because it took me a good 20 minutes to realize why. And I couldn't figure it out myself. I was like, well, it's all fine. And the sound's good. The quality of the sound's good, which is so important to us. That's why we do separate tracks.
Yeah, you called me. You were like, Corey. You sent me last week's show or something. I know.
No, oh my gosh. Sorry, it was like a jigsaw puzzle that somebody had put in different pieces.
Oh my God.
And you're trying to figure it out. I thought I was going mad, but we finally figured it out. And don't worry, today is going to be flawless.
Smooth.
Let's jump in.
Pie.
Smooth. Yes, let's jump in. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
This story makes me very angry, but we'll get into it, and I want to know what you think about this. It's our poll question of the day. Matthew Perry's AA colleague, let me remind you what that is. AA, Alcohol Anonymous. That's the key word there, anonymous. So Matthew Perry's AA colleague is claiming that he had a lot of enablers and couldn't deal with tough love. So Matthew passed away in October at the age of 54, and the autopsy results revealed that he had succumbed to a ketamine overdose. Now, speaking out on the condition of anonymity, which makes me laugh out loud because they want their identity held back, but yet they're willing to talk about Matthew. Yeah. So a former colleague from his rehab stint revealed that there were a lot of enablers in his life. They said the following, quote, Mr. Perry wasn't able to deal with the tough love, which is characteristic of my AA group. I feel for him, but in my 25 years experience, sometimes helping someone is enabling. Mm. He went on to say that I think there were a lot of enablers around him. He had a golden cage. So he was so rich. He was so powerful. He could get whatever he wanted. It'd be very difficult for a regular person to have the money to buy the sort of drugs that Matthew did buy. And he went on to add that he lied to everybody about being clean. He never was, and it's really sad. And you know, the biggest lie he told was probably to himself. Now, all of that can be true. It might be true. But does this person have any right to be saying it?
You know, I believe this person means well. Of course, he is violating this idea of anonymity, as it's called. I think it's such a hard word to say. But because Matthew Perry was so famous, I believe the rules are being bent here a little bit. And let's just be honest, as you just pointed out, Rob, it really does come down to Matthew's decision, right? You cannot change an addict. An addict has to want to change. They have to want to be different and better. And so I don't want anyone to be scapegoated here. But it does not help that your friends are enabling you and getting you the drugs that are killing you, which it seems to be the implication here.
Right? Yeah. The few celebrities I've known who were clearly abusing substances, their phone was full of shady phone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And when they were doing really well, they'd disappear into the bathroom, they'd make a phone call, and 10, 20 minutes later, a mysterious person would appear with a package or something, then everything would go. So I think you have to go through your phone and delete all those people. It's obviously not the same, but I've deleted a lot of people from my phone that were just bad for me. We were not doing anything like Matthew Perry, but they just were bad, and I just didn't want to be in their lives anymore. And I think this is so hard for addicts, is that it's not just battling the disease. Mm-hmm. It's changing your framework, your network, your social network of friends.
Yeah.
And that's really, really hard to do. It's hard to make friends at any age. It's really difficult to make new friends and to get rid of old friends who you might enjoy still, but they're not good for you. It's really, really complicated.
Yeah.
But back to the person that is speaking out here. Mm-hmm. I've been to Alcohol Anonymous with a friend of mine. So what happened, it was really interesting. A friend of mine really struggled with alcohol, and he went to a meeting once a week, and then they had this meeting where you could bring a friend.
Right.
And we all had to sign something to say we would never expose who was in the room. There were two famous people in the room. I've never told anybody who they were, and I never will.
Right.
But I went as a guest, and all the people that were a member of the group sat around the table, and all the friends sat behind. It was really interesting, and it was sort of like emotional for me to see this group of people, and the only thing they had in common was their addiction, all together in a room, really fighting, really, really trying to better themselves, to figure this out. And so I think it should be kept anonymous. I would never, ever tell something like this. That's the whole point. And do you know what? If you don't get it, it's in the title of the program.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard
to
miss it.
Yeah, how can you miss
Anonymous
that? Yeah.
Is the name of the program.
I just think, you know, with that, before we move on, that, again, because his drug problem was so already high profile, I don't think this person meant to be malicious. I think this person may have thought, well, this is common knowledge already, and they haven't really revealed what we didn't know, where he was an addict, he was battling the disease, and we know what that looks like from all the 26 million Americans who suffer and their families who suffer with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to demonize the person, but
that's,
yes, I would say let's try to keep that anonymous.
That's a really, really good point. That's a really good point. If I was in AA with Britney Spears, who has a long history
of abuse,
like, would I feel like I couldn't tell anybody? And I'd want to tell everybody if I saw Britney. I don't want to do it on the podcast, but would I do it? I'm not sure I would. What about you? Would you do it? Brings us to our poll question of the day. Matthew Perry's AA colleague, AA, Alcohol Anonymous, claims that he had a lot of enablers. He might have, but that isn't the question. The question is, should this person be doing this interview? Should they be talking out? Hey, yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday, Christmas Day, to hear your results. We're doing a show. I'm going to do a solo show on Christmas Day. Christmas Day can be a really difficult day for people.
Yeah,
I know that. It can be a wonderful day, but it can also be a difficult day.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that we've got our habits, our routines. So there will be maybe a little bit of a shorter show, but I will do a show on Christmas Day. What are you working on, Corey?
Yes, well, this is a new headline that popped up. Mariah Carey and Brian Tanaka, they have reportedly split after 7 years together. I really like those two together, but you know, after a long time, They're apparently calling it quits because Brian wanted to have kids. That's what a source has told Page Six. Now, the age gap of 14 years is what most likely played a big role in this decision for them to split up. You know, he's 40 years old and Mariah is 54, and they just want different things. Namely, he apparently wants to have children. He wants to have a family, and that's not where she is at right now, according to the source. Now, she already has 12-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, and that's with her ex, Nick Cannon, of course. And Tanaka, on the other hand, doesn't have any children of his own, and at 40 years old, he wants to start a family. And listen, I have to be honest with Mariah. You know, I think it's a wife decision, because at 54, if she were to try to have children with him, naturally, that's a really difficult time sometimes for women. Biologically,
very difficult.
Yeah, it's a difficult time. And so I think that she, you know, I'm sure she considered it, of course, because she loves him. But she further fueled the speculation that they had broken up when she told people earlier this month that she had a tough year. And she said, I've been looking forward to Christmas like for the whole year since last
she
year.
She loves Christmas.
Because last year wasn't the greatest. Well, yeah, she also looks forward to Christmas because that's when she makes like another $500 million.
Number one again.
Yeah. Like,
can you imagine if this one song to write, it's not Copacabana, it's All I Want for Christmas is You. Every Christmas that song goes to number one. So you have a number one record every year for the rest of your life, basically.
Like, just
guaranteed.
Like, no matter what you do.
Guaranteed.
Isn't that amazing?
I've got a number one record every year for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Couple of things here. My sources tell me that when he first got together with Mariah, they've been together 7 years, but they've actually been in each other's worlds for even longer, because they broke up. Mm-hmm. And so they got back together. So about a decade he's been around. He was a backup dancer when he met her in her show. He was completely infatuated. She was a huge star. She paid him some attention. And that has a little bit worn off. All that glamour, all that attention.
Yeah.
I get it. When you meet someone famous, it's so exciting. And then you have to put up with them. That's the trouble when you say, like, oh, I'd love to be friends with Madonna or your favorite singer. Think who you love. Oh, I'd love to be friends with so-and-so. Well, probably not, because they're probably not that nice. And I'm not saying Mariah's a mean person, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Being around Mariah, it's not easy. Think of the most difficult friends you have. They can be a really nice friend. Times it by 10, and you've got Mariah Carey, or really any other celebrity. The little dirty secret here is celebrities are not easy. I used to dream of being friends with celebrities. Oh, it would be so fabulous.
Yeah.
Have Whitney in my phone and George Michael. They're really quite difficult people. And so the older I've got, I don't really have any celebrities in my life anymore. There's a few that we might work with that are around, but they're not really my friends. And I can't imagine dating someone like Mariah.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to be invisible. And wanting kids, she's not having any more kids. She's told her friends she's done. She's got the twins. She's not going to have it anymore. You're right, at 54, it would be a really hard process for her.
Difficult.
If she wanted them biologically, or even if they adopted them, or a surrogate. So she likes her life, and he doesn't like the life that they have together anymore. And that's when things change. I always say in relationships, things get difficult when the rules change.
Yeah,
and as you grow, you have different rules, you have different needs.
So true.
And instead of growing together, they grew apart. I wish them well. I hate that Mariah's all alone at Christmas. My insiders tell me she worries she'll never be in love again, although I think she will. She's had a lot of really fabulous people in her life, and she is wonderful. I don't want to sound like I'm beating her up, because I love Mariah.
Oh,
I've met her
too,
a few times.
She's
larger
she's
than
extra.
Life and delicious. And she's like one of the last like superstar singers left. And she's ridiculous and delicious and campy and in on the joke.
And she's in on the joke.
So I'm not I'm not trying to put her down here, but I can't imagine dealing with that on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Okay, moving along. Talking about a daily basis, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes have admitted they have a difficult but evolving relationship with each other's kids.
I
would say so. So TJ has a 10-year-old daughter, Sabine, and Amy has children. She has her daughters too, and they noted on their podcast that they're being very thoughtful, very patient, and taking things slowly, which sounds wonderful, but I wish you had done this 4 months ago when you all hooked up. Like, you can't take it thoughtfully and slowly now after the damage has been done. You should have been really thoughtful about this from the day you two decided you were going to kiss and be more than just friends. ones. Has anyone ever done that, Corey? Have you ever done that? Like, you're like, oh, now I'm being so thoughtful after the damage is done. So I've dropped a bomb, the explosion's gone off, and now I'm going to carefully tidy up the situation. I want to be like, you should have been more careful when you caused
it. Of course. You know, listen, affairs of the heart, though, you're not thinking logically. And, you know, you think, you know, physiologically, your body responds first. And then the next morning you wake and be like, oh, my God, what did I do? But luckily, you know, that I haven't had one of those moments in 24 years since I've been with my Joey. But, you know, yeah, we make those mistakes sometimes. But these two, though, I have to say, with the kids, it's even more confusing because now apparently they've all, like, swapped partners. Like,
they don't know if they're coming or going, do they? We do wish them all the best. We're a nice show here. It's just that before you cause the drama, that's the point. That's the moment when you should be thoughtful.
Yeah.
Not after the drama. I mean, if you've caused all this mess, then yes, being thoughtful at some point is better than not being thoughtful at all. Mm-hmm. But try and be thoughtful before you cause.
You hear that, Angelina?
That's what I try to do. But before I cause a problem, I'm like, now if I do this, if I blow this up, then what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And I really do think about it. And often I don't do it because I know the consequences are going to be really, really big. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas, both in London, maybe not together, but both in London. What's going on?
Yeah, another contentious sort of like couple situation, but Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, they've separately touched down in London ahead of Christmas, and the Game of Thrones star was seen pushing their two daughters in a stroller during a rainy day walk earlier this week, while the Jonas Brothers band member was photographed making his way into this fabulous hotspot called the Chiltern Firehouse. I'm sure you've been there, Rob, all the fabulous places in London.
It's fabulous.
But it's unclear if the couple will spend the holidays together for the sake of their daughters, Willa and Delphine. You know, amid their divorce, the Do Revenge actress and Jonas, they reached an amicable resolution in their custody battle following that really big, intense mediation in October. And so apparently, it's all worked out that they would spend the holidays separately, right? They'd spend Thanksgiving with the Jonas brother and then spend Christmas with mommy, so I'm not sure where that would take place. But in any event, you know, I have to say, it reminds me of this old joke I heard once about women in Hollywood. When they meet a man, they look at him and they go, "Is this the man I want my kids to spend their weekends with?" Like, they just think about terrible. That first. That's what they do. So here we go.
That's terrible. Hey, I hope they have a big family Christmas together. Christmas is for the children, and so I do hope that they deal with this, as Amy and TJ would say, thoughtfully.
Yes, hopefully.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with my dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Yesterday we talked about Cameron Diaz, who said that married couples having separate bedrooms and even separate houses should be normalised. Is this a great idea or a big mistake? I mean, let's have a look. Oh my goodness, it's split down the middle, 50-50.
Really?
I try not to judge relationships. Oh. I try not to. I'm against it. I am.
Yeah,
I just
too.
Think that, yeah, it wouldn't work for me, but if it works for you, hey, fantastic. So I'm for a world where everybody is happy.
Yeah.
If the norms, the traditions are not working for you. And I think as gay men, Corey, we've had to figure out our own lives and figure out how we fit into this grid and this routine and this structure. So, you know, if this works for you, I'm trying not to judge it, although I secretly am.
A separate house? That means you're not even together.
Why are we together? Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Aww. Well, this is a really sweet story. So Mike Sorrentino says Whoopi Goldberg and Robert Downey Jr. confronted him during Every Day, All Day Addiction. Now, the reality star, who's formerly known as The Situation from Jersey Shore, he claims he was taking hundreds, if not thousands, of pills at the height of a $500,000 dependency on painkillers. That is enough to kill a person easily. So he's lucky he survived that. But his addiction escalated to the point where fellow stars eventually were confronting him about the problem, including some pretty big names in Hollywood, Jay Leno and Whoopi Goldberg, of course, being two of the most famous. A couple of times, Jay pulled me aside after appearances on The Tonight Show, and he said, "I could see the concern in his face," he wrote. He'd witnessed it before. He wanted to straighten me out. He said, you've got to make better choices. And he said, you know, on more than one occasion, he's told him that. Now, he says that Jay was a super nice guy and just looking out for him. And he says, you're never going to last in this business going the way you are.
It's true.
So I think it's really wonderful. And Whoopi, of course, too, was another one who just called him, pulled him aside and graciously reached out to him to help him out.
I like this. Reach out when you see something that's not right, when you see someone that needs help. Reach out.
Yeah.
Whoopi, Jay, our nicest of the day. And now I notice the
naughty, 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 naughty.
Those housewives, Erica Jay, that comes after Denise Richin's OnlyFans account. So Denise is back on the Housewives, I think, just making a few cameos. I'm not sure if she's back full time. And Erica clearly isn't happy that Denise is back. Denise was a Bond girl. Like, Denise is a big star, a big star. And now she's doing fans only. And I think it's $7 a month. And you can see photographs. I'm not gone on. I don't know, but for me this is just unnecessary. You don't need to point this out. It's so housewives
so shady.
It's just so shady. Oh, it makes me so uncomfortable. I'm a bit uncomfortable by this whole just for fans and only fans.
Oh, I love
account.
It.
You do.
I do.
You do.
It's so naughty.
Have
I
you
do.
Can I ask, do you have a membership?
Well, no. So what you do is you follow people that you like. So you subscribe to their pages. So you don't really have to be a member. So if you go to Denise's thing, you pay $7 a month and you see her private content. So that's how it works.
I see. Maybe her private parts. Well, I have not been on that. I've sort of shaded away from it. I'm going to reassess.
Yes, please
growth.
Do.
I'm going to reassess. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Rob.
You're not by yourself. You are with yourself. You always have you. So the next time you want to say I'm all by myself, don't. Say I am with myself. I know this is a lonely, lonely time of year for lots and lots of people. You're not ever all alone. You're with somebody really great. You're with someone who I would love to be friends with. You're with you. Hey, hopefully that helps. I'll see you on Monday. Happy Christmas, Corey. Merry holidays, everybody. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care.
Happy holidays, everyone.
It's naughty, but nice.
Okay, all right. I'll send you the right one this time. Bye bye, babe.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.